going to roll into our winner's press conference here for the 16th annual LS Tractor 200 in the NASCAR Xfinity Series, and we are joined by crew chief Jeff Mendring and winning driver Brandon Jones of the number 19 Menards Turtle Wax Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing. And we're also joined here by Coach Joe Gibbs. If you want to have any questions for these gentlemen, please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless microphone to you. We'll start with Bob.
Bob Pockers, Fox Sports. Brandon, from the outside, will say, well, this win is bigger than the first one because Kyle Busch and Brad Keselowski were in it. I'm curious if you look at it all that way.
Yeah, man, absolutely. These are two of, I think, arguably the best in the business. We just had a car to beat them today, man. These guys did an incredible job. I told Jeff kind of early in the race, I'm like, man, I'm just lacking track position. That's the only thing we're lacking. And the picker did a heck of a job, and he said, there you go, there's your track position, and it paid off at the end. Found the PJ1 kind of early on there, and, man, it had a lot of grip this time for whatever reason. Used it pretty much the entire race. The bottom went away pretty much the last end of that race, and it was obvious that middle to top line was the best, and couldn't believe the 54 dove down to the bottom when there was, you know, no lap traffic in front of us, and I took advantage. So this was a big day. We pulled away from the field by a good bit. Had an amazing race car, and I'm looking forward to many more here. I came into this race thinking Phoenix is maybe not my best track, and we win the race. So I've got a lot better tracks on the schedule, and it's going to look pretty good for us.
Go next to Lee and then to Wolfgang.
Jeff, how much did this car change over the course of the race? How much did you improve the car? Because he really wasn't a factor in the first half, but it seemed like the car came alive in the second 100 laps.
Yeah, we seen some of this in practice yesterday. Our car was really good on long runs in practice, and it showed again today in the race. Obviously, the first two stages are pretty short, so I don't know that we had the opportunity to really show what we could do. We lacked some track position. Our pit crew did an awesome job, like Brandon said. Got us the track position we needed, and I don't know. I had confidence in this car, and it showed speed. It showed speed in practice, and I don't know, I'm really excited about the rest of the year. Now, I was a little nervous about Phoenix being the last race in the chase. Now I'm not.
Go next to Wolfgang, then back to Bob.
A question for Mr. Jeff Mendring. Mendring. Wolfgang Monzer from Germany, Rennsport Press Agency. First of all, congratulations, first three cars under the top three. That's very impressive. I think as a team, you're very open. You share information, drivers, engineers, crew chiefs, etc. Nevertheless, when it comes to races, is there an internal rivalry between you and your other crew chief colleagues?
I've worked at several different companies, and a lot of companies are that way. There's a lot of internal competition. I feel like that's what's different about Joe Gibbs Racing, and I'm sure Joe's pushes that more than anybody. That I feel like these teams work together so close, and our cars are so close each week, and we do a lot of debriefing. The drivers work really good together, and I mean, I think that's the reason for a lot of the success that our company has. So, yeah, I feel like it's an open book between all of our teams. I mean, obviously, you want to beat everybody on the track, but I feel like we work together really well.
Bob, and then to Dustin.
I'm Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. Brandon, what do you feel like the Kansas win, did it have any impact on today as far as confidence and as far as how maybe you approach things when you are near the lead or in the lead?
Yeah, I mean, my stats are obvious. You know, I've been in the series for a while now, and up until Kansas, it was it's been a lot of ups and just could never close the final laps in a bunch of races. So to finally see that it could come together in Kansas and that we could win a race, that had a lot of hope coming into this year. But I knew what I had to do. I mean, I was putting a lot of work in last year, but I'm putting in overtime this year just studying these races and using the resources that we have. We've got more stuff this year that we can look at that's really playing a key role into the success that I'm having. I feel like is being able to, you know, kind of see the SMT stuff that we've got now. Being able to watch films a little bit closer. I know exactly what I need to watch for on film, working out like no other. So it's been good. It's been Monday to Sunday work, and I'm having fun doing it, though. This is only the start, like I said.
Go next to Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. You talk about the SMT. I know, obviously, this series, you've got more available this year. So what were you able to look at? How did it help? And was it as much, were you looking at Kyle or anything from the past, or what kind of helped you in this sense? Or could anything really help you because the some of the challenges here?
Yeah, coming here before, I just flipped through the majority of like the top five best drivers that were good in the race. And you're comparing, you know, your practice, your qualifying, your race, and how the car is going at the start of the race and how it's ending and what's changing during the run throughout that. So that's kind of what I'm using it for. It's pointed out obvious things now that I can see pretty easy. You can see when you're getting beat on entry. You can see when you're not arcing the corner enough. And those little things is what takes you to that next step. And that's exactly what it's showing us. So it's a extremely helpful tool, and we're putting it to use.
Before we continue on here, Coach, I want to ask you, I mean, today was the 277th time that Joe Gibbs Racing has won for Toyota, and today you brought home the 500th NASCAR National Series win for Toyota. How special is that for you and this organization?
Well, I think everybody in this room knows how important it, our manufacturers are, and, you know, Toyota's just been a great partner for us. We love it. Our sport is geared around our sponsors. And certainly today for John Menard, I called him on the phone. It was awesome. And to have him to be a part of the series and the ARCA series, all the things that he does. And obviously, Brandon has a great relationship with John. So does JR, Brandon's dad. So all of this kind of ties together. And I'm glad that you mentioned that. To have Toyota win 500 in our series is awesome. They're a great partner. All of our manufacturers are so important to us, so we appreciate all of them. But it's a thrill for us. And to be truthful, this year I thought our Xfinity program this year, we're really young. Brandon's our leader there. And so I kind of felt like I told Coy when the year started, this could be a struggle. And it's a thrill for us to get off to this kind of a start and have Harrison win one already. And Riley, we feel like, hey, did another good job today. So we're thrilled with our program right now.
Yeah, we'll continue on here in the deadline room. Any additional questions for the race-winning team? We'll go over here to the right.
Cameron Richardson, the Lumberjack. My question is for Brandon. Brandon, what are your thoughts on the parity in the Xfinity Series level now that one-third of the playoff field is already decided?
Yeah, it's interesting, man. I knew looking at our lineup this year, the races that we've already ran, the top 12, I think that's who you're going to see regardless of you know what happens going into the playoffs. But to start cutting the field, it's going to be interesting. I can't tell you exactly what I think is going to end up as the final four, but I think definitely the top 12 that you see right now is who you're going to get to start the playoffs.
We'll go next to Dustin, then to Chris, and then back to the right.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Jeff, obviously you worked with Brandon last year. But how do you challenge an athlete, especially in a year like this where, you know, the big three are gone, there's the potential for a lot of wins out there, you know, kind of as mentioned this parity, there's the opportunity for somebody or somebodies to really kind of stand out and take hold of the series. How, in a coaching role, how do you push an athlete to kind of help him get to that level? He's obviously doing the stuff with the SMT, but what are the things and how do you do that?
Yeah, I mean, he's so easy to work with. We've talked about this a lot last year at the end of the season. We had SMT for a couple races at the end of the year. We got our feet wet a little bit, and we just knew that we needed to really embrace it and use it. It's such a strong tool. And then also not just SMT. I mean, Brandon has put a huge effort into it, in his physical fitness, his nutrition. He's in a lot better shape now than he was last year. So, I mean, there's a lot of things. I mean, we're constantly watching film and talking. We made a few changes on our team this year that were real key. I mean, one of them was our spotter. He's really meshed with Brandon really well. Brought a new engineer on board. And I mean, I feel like we've made our team a lot stronger, but then Brandon also has stepped up his game a lot. So I think our team as a whole has stepped up their game this year.
Mm-hmm. Brandon, I'm sure at the time last year, you probably felt you were doing everything that you could. So how does one come to the conclusion needing to do more? Is that Jeff? Is that Coach? Is that not getting the wins that you hope, or how does one kind of push themselves if they're already feel, or if they, at the time, if they already feel like they're doing as much as they can?
Kind of came into this year with a mindset of, if I'm not doing it, someone else is doing it, you know, and that includes anything outside of this, and then it includes everything at the track and includes studying and everything. And so I'm exhausting myself doing it, but at the same time, the reward is so big that it doesn't matter to me, you know. I mean, this is what it's about. So you know, there's times that I'm like, no, man, I'm not going to watch it. And then, you know, I'm like, wait a minute, someone's probably doing it, you know. So I get down and sit there, and I'm starting to write down things too, you know. So in the past, I was watching it maybe a little bit, and I'd pick up on something, but I didn't note about it or note it down. And so I'm kind of a learner that way, to where I got to write it down. I've got to visually see it. So any little thing that stands out, I mean, it might be something, you know, as crazy as, you know, he barely arced the corner out wider this lap, and he's a little bit quicker. So I'll not note it down, and that's just what I'm doing to help. It's working so far, and I'm going to keep after it and stay with that mentality for the rest of the year.
That's one thing. We've got a shared notebook that we take notes in, so we kind of hold each other accountable in that aspect. It's worked out really well.
Chris?
Chris Knight, Catch Fence. Brandon, was this redemption after last week? You had such a fast car, the bowl, lead a lot of laps, and then had redemption this week.
Yeah, no kidding, man. That was another race that we could have added to our win list. I had a feeling that was dominating performance early on, and hate the way that it ended for these guys. And but this is definitely makes it better that we were able to come back and add another one to the win list.
And you're going to Atlanta next week, a track where you've had a lot of speed in the past. I mean, I've had the results to show it, but you obviously got to carry the confidence going to one of your favorite race places.
Yeah, that's awesome. We're going back to the hometown. I ran, like you mentioned, really good there last year. I know, I think, way more than I ever did going there in the past. So there's going to be a lot of hype coming to that track for this team in a couple weeks.
Head back here to the right.
Sean Clark for the Lumberjack. Brandon, the moment that you passed Kyle Busch during stage three, what was going through your mind?
When I caught him, I was looking, and I'm like, all right, he's gonna block, he's going to do something. And for whatever reason, it's just his title behind his name. My heart started pounding out of my chest. Honestly, it really did. And it was about a lap worth. And I looked at it, and I'm like, you know what? He's no different than any of us out here right now. And we've got a better car, and we're proving it. And so I calmed myself down in that sense a little bit. And really, he just kind of opened it up the top lane to me, and that's where our car was strong. So all in all, it just worked out. But there was a moment of oh heck, what do we do now? You know, so he's a tough one to pass. It was tough to pass anybody today, really. They all took the preferred groove away from our car, and it was tough to be able to get runs.
Wolfgang.
Wolfgang Munzer again from Germany. Brent, first of all, congratulations. From lap 151 to 184, you were behind the 54. Did you use it to study his driving style to see if Kyle is doing a mistake?
I was watching him pretty hard, but at the same time, there was a couple times in the race where I was watching cars too hard, and I was following their line too much, and so I was actually trying to not focus on what he was doing and to try to be out of his air as much as I could. But I was obviously seeing the rate of speed that we were catching him at. I mean, we ran him down from a pretty big distance. And I knew once a car got clean air that it was going to be big. I didn't think it was going to be that big, but there was, I think, the last, 15 laps. I mean, I was barely even, I think, just out for a Sunday cruise, almost it felt like, and still pulling away. So that's just how strong this car was today.
Any additional questions for our race-winning team? We'll finish up here with Dustin.
Joe, you've had a lot of young drivers in the Xfinity Series, and obviously to help groom, but as you work, or as your team works with these young drivers, you know, Brandon's talking about feeling like he was doing a lot and then doing more and learning to do more. How do you help shape these young drivers who maybe don't have that experience to kind of push themselves or feel like there's more to do than what they think at the time because they think they're doing so much? How do you kind of work? I mean, I guess it's almost kind of like a college coach working with a freshman and the growth there.
Yeah, actually, I would say that our crew chiefs are a lot like coaches. and the relationship they have. To me, I always think back to, you know, the head coach of the offensive coordinator in football and a quarterback. And these guys, as you've talked about, it's not me over there. My goal is to give them everything that it takes, because I really feel like for the drivers, even though as young as they are, they probably got a number of years, they've only got so many years. And so I always look at our drivers, give them every single thing they can, so that I feel like that's my responsibility. But I think Jeff and, you know, I think these guys have a real team and work together. And so I look at it as it's those two guys teaming up. And you just heard what they've talked about. I think there's an increased effort this year from Brandon. I think it's showing up. And, you know, it's rare. We all have such great respect for Kyle. I think the fact that Kyle goes down there, Denny goes down there, I think it gives us a real judge, too, like on a weekend like this. You can talk to Kyle after the weekend, and he'll talk to us a lot about where we are and what he thinks we can do to do a better job. I think the fact that even though the veteran guys don't have that many races, the fact that we do have a Denny, we do have a Martin, we do have Kyle, and when they go down there, I think it brings real rewards to the crew chiefs and everything down there too, because that makes for a great conversation. And the younger guys can go to them and develop a relationship with them, and you know. So I think it all kind of works together. The Xfinity Series for us is huge. All of our crew chiefs came from there. All of our young guys coming through there, our drivers. It's just been well over, I think we're at 125 people or something that have gone to Cup. And so it's a big deal for us, and we love it. And our sponsors that are over there, like Menards, huge deal for us, John and JR. So big deal for us, the whole program is.
Gentlemen, congratulations on the triumph today, and good luck next week in Atlanta.